Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, and David will be along in just a moment. 401k crossroads, stay put or roll it over, understanding the key differences between 401ks and IRAs, and how to decide what may be right for your retirement. Coming up on today's show, we're tackling one of the biggest retirement decisions many Americans will ever face. Should you keep your money in your 401k or roll it over into an IRA? It sounds simple, but the wrong move could potentially impact your taxes, investment flexibility, fees, retirement income strategy, and even your long-term legacy plan. We'll break down the key differences between 401ks and IRAs, discuss when a rollover may make sense and when it may not, and the costly mistakes retirees need to avoid. But first, before we get the show started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business. And there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. Let's kick off today's show, the retirement account decision most people eventually faced, why millions of Americans must decide between staying in a 401k or rolling to an IRA. Changing jobs, retiring, or leaving an employer often creates important financial crossroads. Many people suddenly receive paperwork asking what they want to do with their retirement account, and most people don't fully understand the consequences of the decision that they're actually making. So, David, let's simplify the process. What happens to a 401k when someone leaves a job?
This is an amazing topic. And first of all, welcome all listeners out there. You know, 32nd episode, Jim, big news coming up. We've got a lot of good content coming in with all these economical factors. But I'm glad we're hitting on this because this is going to lead into segments down the road. And I think in retirement, especially now, right, retirement's a different phase in each different generation, right? So you've got, you know, the boomer generation, you've got Gen X, you've got Gen Z. Every single generation is going to be extremely different because these plans are set up differently, different companies, right? Different resources, different company retirement plans, different things, the different investments, different, booms, right? In the economical market. So I'm glad we bring up 401ks because the 401k topic is the big word in the boomer generation, right? Everyone getting into that retirement system right now and transitioning into the retirement industry, or let's just say transitioning into the retirement phase of their lives, right? 401ks are a big thing because this is basically was made for a personalized pension. And what I mean by that is you were putting a lump sum of money away, right? And saving and investing and maybe getting tax deferral growth for down the road to use, okay, after you retire. Because the 401k came about, why? Because pensions became less of a thing, right? So a lot of the companies said, hey, we're not going to offer pensions anymore. Well, now let's offer some 401ks or some retirement plans to benefit the employees down the road when they do retire. Why I think 401ks are so important is because now you have the ability, not like pensions, to be able to grow with the market and really accumulate and have more of a say on what those funds do when you do retire. And for you retirees out there, I'm sure you're all thinking to yourselves, man, you know, the 401k has done me very, very well. That's my asset. You know, that's where I put the majority of my funds my entire life. And that is where the majority of funds are for the next retirement generation, is in those 401k assets. But I have a question for everyone out there, and this is something that I think no one thinks about, right? What's the 401k meant for when you do retire, or when you're planning to retire? Even if you actually create a good amount of capital or funds inside that 401k. And the answer, I'm going to give you guys the answer to this question, is it is to roll over that 401k. The 401k is only meant to give you a certain amount of options to invest in, right? Maybe some mutual funds or whatever that company or whatever the company goes with or correlates with, to give you capital appreciation and tax deferral growth until you retire. Well, I'm sure plenty of you know out there, the 401k does not give you the unlimited options that you have in the market, right? So they give you what's called a rollover, okay? And the rollover is super, super important. And I think what everyone doesn't understand is when you start working at a different job and you leave your 401k inside of that 401k, it's just not the right thing to do, right? You're giving yourself less options, right? You're limited now to what you can do, how you can utilize the capital in there to accumulate interest or to accumulate tax deferral growth. And I think the tricky part to that is everyone always thinks, well, David, where do I put it? You know, it's a 401k. I don't want to pay taxes on it. And sadly, no one educates. And we talk about education all the time, because education is the most important thing that you can have when you retire. And this is why I push so much for every client when they come in and you talk to me. And if we set an appointment, you will see that on the first appointment, is really educating on what you have, right? I'm going to ask you questions. Why you have it, right? You have a 401k. Well, what do you think this is for? Okay. How do you think it affects you in the road and down the road? And what are you going to use it for? What do you plan to use it for? The answer should be retirement, right? But what many people don't realize is that you're actually hurting yourself when you're leaving it inside of that 401k and you leave a company. Okay. Like I said before, it gives you less versatility, less options. And now you have less of an option to grow. And really, I think the part that hits people the most is this. Leaving money in a 401k is not going to make you any wealthier. Okay. It's going to sit in the same funds, in the same diversification class, in the same mutual fund or target date fund that fund has in. And that's it. That's all you're going to do. So I think that a lot of people, what they mistaken on is they feel like they're scared to roll it over because they think tax implications. They think, you know, well, it's been there for this long, right? I put it there through a company. I don't know what to do with it. And I'm here to tell you, the first person, and I hope this comes out so easily. If you can roll over your 401k, which majority of you can, you need to do it. I don't care if you're still working at the company and you're 59 and a half, maybe you're 62, maybe you're 65 and you're still working. The biggest discrepancy out there is that I should leave my money inside of a 401k. Don't do it. Okay. Don't do it. Now, the company's not going to tell you to move it. Why do you think, Jim, answer this question for everybody. Why do you think the company is not going to tell you to move your money out of the company's funds?
Because it doesn't benefit them.
Because it doesn't benefit them. I love the fact that Jim's learned on this show just as much as a lot of you guys are out there. And this education point I want to bring to everyone, because I'm sure 90% of retirees don't understand the system. And this is where it really gets tricky, okay? No one is out there for you. And on the last episode, on episode 31, we talked about this. We said, look, you have to understand your mind and where you want and your picture of your money and how it wants to work for you.
Right.
Corporations do not care about you individually. They care about their own pockets. So no one is going to tell you how to move that 401k over. You have to be the person to educate yourself, and obviously to come in with someone like me to sit down and teach you how to do that tax efficiently and to give you more options to be able to invest it better, to be able to tax defer growth better than you have right now. The 401k is a good option, but it is not the best option. Okay. When you have a 401k, you can utilize that into creating more wealth for you. And I can teach you how to do that. Okay. Give me a call today, or, you know, any day of the week that you have free. We can set up a free consultation. We sit down, we go over, if you have 401k statements, Some of you might even have tons of them. I met three clients last week that had over five 401ks that we had to combine together and roll over. Okay. I can do all this. I can make it super, super simple for you. Give me a call today, guys, at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Well, you brought up rollovers there earlier in the segment. As we wrap up segment one, I do want to ask you just off the top of your head, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that you've noticed about rollovers?
Number one is everyone thinks that a rollover can be taxable. No rollovers. That's why they are called rollovers. Okay. If you're hearing the first thing on this section, a rollover is non-taxable event. What happens is every single company gives you this IRS disclosure notice and blank, blank, blank. And they want everybody out there to go, oh, I don't want to pay taxes. They scare the living crap out of everyone out there because they're so afraid of paying taxes. You will not be taxed on a rollover. It's a reason why a actual IRA is rolled over into a traditional IRA. That 401k, is rolled over into a traditional IRA to not pay taxes. You do not have to worry about taxes. So if there's any worry about that, that is the number one thing that I hear. I want to pay taxes. I don't want to move it. I want to move my 401k. That doesn't happen, guys. Get it out of your mind. Stop being scared. It's a tactic for the companies to keep your money where it's at and maximize their growth and not yours. They're taking your money and they're investing it in their own goods. Now it's time for you to figure out how to invest it in your own good and benefit you, not the company. The second misconception is that my 401k, my company gave me the 401k and I can't move it. And every time that I hear it, I say, are you sure? Because I'm almost positive that you can move it. You can always move the 401k if you're not working there anymore. And that's 100% ratio. The only time you won't be able to move it is if you have an unvested balance. Okay. And as you get older, right, or as you're with the company for a longer period of time, that 401k becomes more vested, right? So I had a client with $500,000. We could only move $400K. $100,000 was still unvested, okay? And what that means is the employer contributions that go into it, you have to stay with the company a certain length of time in order for you to take that money out or roll it over and use it for your benefit, okay? Now, again, most of you out there have been working for a company. If you have a large lump sum, I'm sure it's been there for a while. You won't have this problem. Stop thinking that you can't move your 401k. Oh, I can't touch it until my company says I can or until I retire. Bull crap. You can. They just don't want to tell you. And no one wants to tell you how to move it or if you can move it.
Let me ask you this question, because that rule of not being able to move your 401k really quickly here, didn't that used to be a rule when companies offered pensions? You have to stay a certain amount of time at the company before you can earn that pension potential, right? And they kind of just take that to 401ks, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. And that's the same way. And great, great question, Jim. And I think a lot of people out there get it misconcepted with the pension side, because you don't get a pension if you don't stay for the company for 10 years, right? That's how they used to run it. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening right now are going, yep, I was that person. I had to stay for this amount of length to get that pension that I needed. Mm-hmm. And actually, the U.S. government works the same way. Believe it or not, they have a time frame, and people kind of rig the system and wait it out. I mean, my father's one of them. You know, the longer he waits, he might sit there at his desk for another year, but his pension bumps up another $1,000, right? So, you know, the idea is that you can always find out certain things. I'm a big firm believer in doing the research. And a lot of my clients don't understand this, but you can go out and find so many things that you think that are true that aren't. Right. I literally call companies every single day. I love it because a client will think something or be told something, and I'll call and say, there's no way. And I'll call and I'll get the real answer, and they'll go, oh my gosh. But you have to do this. You have to call the right people. You have to know the right people to call to, the right companies, the right customer services, the right numbers, the right questions to ask, right? Because they're trained too. You're going to call them. You're going to ask a question. They're going to transfer you to someone else. You have to know the right question to ask. And I tell all my clients this, the more you know, right, the less they want to deal with you. That's seriously. Right. Yeah. Seriously, because they know that you know your stuff. If you're asking the right questions, hey, look, roll over. Great. Here you go. Have it. A lot of the times they'll even ask you, do you have the financial advisor on the phone or is he with you? Is the financial advisor with you? Yes, we do. It diminishes. If why they ask you that is the company trains them to ask you that. Once they ask you that and they get a yes, guess what? All their procedures become very, very, very fast and short. They know that I know what I'm doing and what I'm asking. They know the client doesn't, and they can send that client right to a referral base. So that's how they create another lead system. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Don't be that person. Okay. Get an individual that is representing you. Okay. Hence myself. If you'd like to set an appointment, and we can make sure that you are getting the options for yourself and your goals are met, not the company's. And I know this is a big topic for the past month, but that's my motto, Jim. And I'm saying this because every listener out there, I want you to realize this. No one is there for you. Okay. You have to hire someone or be able to work with someone to be there for you individually. And that's what I do. Okay. So again, give me a call at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
And again, you can visit us on the web as well, retirementplanningpipeline.com, and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Coming up later, how to avoid tax traps, bad advice, and emotional financial decisions. But up next, we'll compare 401ks and IRAs side-by-side, from fees and investment options to flexibility and control, so you can better understand the key differences that may impact your retirement. The Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no-obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
Retirement should feel secure, not uncertain. If market swings have you feeling uneasy, you've probably heard about annuities. But what aren't they telling you? You deserve the full story. That's why we created a free guide that explains the good, the bad, and yes, even the fine print. Inside, you'll learn how annuities can create guaranteed lifetime income, what fees and surrender charges may apply, how the different types of annuities really work, and whether an annuity makes sense for you. It's clear, straightforward information so you can make a confident decision. Call AmeriLife now to get your free guide to annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Call 866-554-9546. That's 866-554-9546.
Silex annuities contain withdrawal charges, interest and bonus recovery, and market value adjustments that may apply to withdrawals made during the withdrawal charge period. Silex annuities are products of the insurance industry and not guaranteed by any bank nor insured by FDIC or NCUA, NCUSIF. Not a deposit, not insured by federal government agency. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Restrictions apply. May only be offered by a licensed agent. Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on WCOA News Talk 104.9. Our new episodes, our show every Sunday at 10 a.m. And as a reminder, as we dive back into today's show, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, YouTube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Hey, June is Annuity Awareness Month, making it the perfect time to learn how annuities may help create reliable income and greater confidence in retirement. If you'd like to explore your options and see whether an annuity fits your retirement strategy, schedule your complimentary consultation today. Next week, we will be talking about annuities on the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Today, though, talking 401ks versus IRAs, the real differences, the investment choices, fees, flexibility, and control. Many people assume a 401k and an IRA are basically the same thing. But when you dig deeper, there are some major differences that could significantly impact your retirement strategy. And David, one of those differences is the financial flexibility.
I love it, Jim. I love it. This is my favorite topic of the day. Okay. Favorite topic of the morning. And why I love it so much is because I think that I know that every single person out there wants the most flexibility, the most flexible options for their own retirement. And not on retirement, but also financials, okay? Financial freedom comes from the flexibility of what you can do with your money, how you can invest it, how you can use it, how you can transition it, okay? It comes from every single aspect. Where I want to start with this is, for all listeners out there, I want you to think yourself one important question, okay? And this question comes a little bit off of the last segment, but I want you to really dig down deep, okay? And I want you to understand, try to understand why, okay, companies offer you only a certain amount of investments, okay, for a 401k. So my question to you is why? Why does a company, okay, only offer you, let's just say 5 to 6 investments, okay, their mutual funds, their target date funds, why do you think, okay? And I'm going to answer this question for you, but when you're thinking about this, I want you to think about two key things, okay? Number one is, with these investments, it does it make it easier for the company that's managing the investments to invest for you? Okay, right? So it does. And many of you out there are saying, heck yeah, David, you're absolutely right. It does make it easy. Okay, well, when is anything that's made easier, okay, better? It's not, okay? If investing's so easy, what does that do? It makes the maybe the investment growth be what? Right? Be lower, okay? It makes the investment growth and it makes the investment diversification, okay, a little bit higher, okay? So if you think about it, right, I've got a mutual fund or I've got maybe a target date fund, okay? And I put all these bonds and stocks inside of this fund. Okay? I can buy all of them with one fund. That's basically what a 401k does. It takes those funds, okay, and each fund has a certain amount, whether it's large cap stocks, mid cap stocks, bonds, right, growth stocks, tech stocks, Dow Jones, whatever it is, okay, it takes those and it correlates with them and buys them, all right? Now, at the same time, those funds are, yes, they might be internationally trading, but they have a volatility target on them, okay? So each fund has what we call a risk portfolio, a risk percentage, right? Maybe we're 60-40 or we're 70-30, or maybe if we're really aggressive when we're young, we're 80-20. Now, with these being said, okay, as you get older, what do you think these companies do when these investment companies, they're planned to do what? They're planned to change your investments into what, Jim? What do you think? What would you tell the audience? If I told you that 20 years from now, I have your investments, and you're going to retire sooner now that you're 20 years older, where's your investments going into, Jim? What mutual funds inside of those 401ks do we have going on? Are we going to be in more risky funds or less risky funds than we were when you were younger?
I would hope less risky funds.
There you go. Good. You would hope. Now,
again, keyword there, I would, or yes, keywords, yes. I would hope.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're bringing this up, Jim. I'm glad you're bringing it up because you are the exact. And this is why I'm talking to you about it, because you are the audience as well. And I want your input on this stuff because I think that a lot of the audience appreciates it. Okay. Because when they can probably tell that, you know, this is not scripted, right? There's no way in heck you can just script me. I have too much to say and I'm pretty much everywhere.
No, right? People saw us on the YouTube page and saw the video highlights, which, by the way, I encourage people to visit our YouTube page. You'd see David moving his hands a lot. Anybody who's scripted, they don't move their hand.
Well, and you know,
we both like to move our arms and hands for those.
No, but and then the bottom line is, Jim, is you have to, you can't be scripted if you're going to be good at this business and if you're going to be good for people, right? And that goes back to what I'm talking about now, okay? Not every person is classified the same way.
Sure.
And that's where the 401ks really, really hurt, okay? Is that they are classifying everyone that is in those 401ks the same way. They're saying that they have the same healthcare, the same health problems, the same amount of kids, the same aged kids, right? The same income. Everything is the same.
Same legacy plan.
All because of their age.
Sure.
All because of their age. Now, do you think that's true, Jim?
I do not.
I don't think anyone thinks that's true. I think everyone that's listening can say, heck no, David, guess what? That's what they do. So everyone in that age bracket of 60, right? The advisor group behind the 401k or 403b is literally putting those funds, okay, inside of the same mutual fund or target date fund that everyone their age is, even though everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the problem with 401ks. Mm-hmm. Everyone is different. That's why 401ks are meant to be rolled over. When you have a significant amount in there, that's why 401k companies let you roll them over. Now, people that say, again, if you missed the last segment, if you think that you can't roll it over, make an appointment with me. I can almost promise you, you can. Okay. And I can find out for you. They're not going to tell you. Obviously, the companies don't want you to move that money, but I can help you do that. And we can find that out. And it is an easy process. Do not think that you cannot go out there and move your 401k into something better. Yeah. There are a lot of other things better and a lot more flexibility, like Jim was talking about earlier. For all of you listeners out there that have a 401k, you need to check on them. And especially if you have older 401ks, right? If you've been in it for more than 10 years, you need to move it. It's the best thing for you. Obviously, no one's going to tell you that, but as an independent advisor, okay, it is the best interest for you. You can still go into whatever mutual funds or whatever you want when you get out of the 401k. But you have thousands of other options, right? Maybe even hundreds of thousands of other options. Don't let the system, don't let the corporations choose how you're going to invest your money. You should have the flexibility with an advisor like myself. And again, give me a call. We can set that appointment. It's a totally free consultation. We sit down, we go over your portfolio, might even look at your 401k. You might even come in and say, hey, David, what the heck do I got going on? And it's okay. Don't be afraid to do that. I deal with it every single day. I have a lot of clients that come in that say, David, I have no idea what's going on. Educate me, but also, what do I do with it? Please reach out. Give me a call. It's a totally free consultation to at least give you some education. That number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Couple minutes left here in this segment. Do IRAs, I want to ask you this question. Do IRAs typically offer more investment options?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean, thousands. And that's where I, you know, even if you don't want an advisor to, you know, manage the money, you can still roll it over into an IRA, but no one teaches you the education on how to do that. Mm-hmm. There is some paperwork in the background, but to set up a new account and stuff like that, I can help with any of that. Okay. And it's, I make the process extremely easy. 401k is not the option. So Jim, what you just asked me was plain and simple for all listeners out there. Is a 401k better than an IRA? Heck no. Okay. The only reason a 401k could be better than the IRA is if you can make company, if the company is contributing to it, which that's fine. You just keep the contributions in there. Okay. But after you have already contributed, right, in the markets, and it's in the market growing, the IRA is 1,000 times better than the 401k because it gives you more flexibility. It gives you more investment options. It gives you the control of your money and your investments. The 401k does not. Okay. It gives you a limited control. All right. It gives the corporation a big control. That's why Fidelity, right, has a lot of the 401k market, and that's what they do, is they're managing those portfolios themselves with different mutual funds, actually through Fidelity.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. Again, as we've outlined in the first half of today's program, there's differences and a lot of elements to this. So a quick reminder, reach out to us to get started on your own retirement assessment today. Just visit retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565 1705. Again, that phone number, 850-565-1705, for a no obligation consultation. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
For generations, retirement was seen as the finish line. But for a growing number of Americans, retirement isn't ending careers anymore. It's simply becoming an intermission. I'm Jim Tarabokia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. According to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, approximately 39% of working-age U.S. households are at risk of facing a lower standard of living in retirement, causing a cascade of unretirees, people returning to the workforce after months or even years away. For many older Americans, the motivation is financial. Inflation continues pressuring household budgets, with recent studies showing nearly 70% of retirees who return to work concluding money is the primary reason. CBS News' Mark Strussman breaks down some current-day key financial retirement figures.
The national average for one person to live comfortably in retirement, roughly $967,000 in savings. Every retirement scenario is different, but that's $74,000 a year for the average American worker to live out his retirement.
But finances only tell part of the story. Many retirees discover they miss the structure, purpose, and social connection that work provided. After decades of solving problems, mentoring coworkers, and staying mentally engaged, full-time leisure can feel surprisingly isolating. And unlike previous generations, today's retirees are healthier and more active well into their 70s and beyond. In other words, the career arc is evolving, with some embracing phased retirement, shifting into part-time schedules or consulting roles with former employers. Others are launching entirely new businesses, turning decades of experience into second careers. And remote work has opened doors that barely existed 10 years ago, allowing retirees to work flexible hours from virtually anywhere. But if you're someone who still believes in the traditional retirement setup, CBS News' Jill Schlesinger says there are rules to abide by.
Everyone needs a plan. First, figure out when it's best to claim Social Security. Next, fund an emergency reserve. Still working? Set aside 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses and keep that reserve in a safe, easily accessible interest-bearing account.
The traditional thinking of retirement, stopping work completely at 65, may be beginning to fade. For some Americans, retirement is no longer about stepping away forever. It's about having the freedom to decide what comes next. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you've missed it, any part of today's show, want to catch up, or even listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the program in podcast form. Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcasts. All right, stay with us because coming up, avoiding tax traps, bad advice, and emotional financial decisions. But right now, it's time to unveil this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from Benjamin Graham, author of The Intelligent Investor and considered the father of value investing. Benjamin says, quote, "The best way to measure your investing success is not by whether you're beating the market, but by whether you've put in place a financial plan and a behavioral discipline that are likely to get you where you want to go." And our thanks to Benjamin Graham for providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. All right, and if you like the content we're providing, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. All right, continuing on with the show, when rolling over to an IRA may make sense, potential advantages, tax considerations, and planning opportunities. For many retirees, an IRA rollover may create opportunities that simply aren't available inside a traditional employer retirement plan. But timing and tax strategy and proper execution matter tremendously in this situation. So, David, can IRAs help simplify retirement income planning?
Oh, tremendously. And this is where a lot of, you know, listeners out there are going to get a lot of education just from this podcast alone. And, you know, I think this show in general, I really push for the education, Jim, for everyone out there. And if it's your first time listening to us, please, you know, come back, listen to us, follow us on YouTube. You can subscribe on there. You can look and watch our short videos. We make short video clips right towards you to really get the inside material. I know sometimes not everyone likes listening to an hours of me talking. I don't either. So I don't blame you out there. But, you know, education is the big thing. And that's what we try to push. And that's why I do free consultations and I sit down with people. Just the passion that I have for helping people out and helping them understand, you know, their retirement and their strategies for investing in general. So back to the question, Jim, does an IRA give you the benefits for income? Of course it does. And I mean, I think this is a self-explanatory aspect because if you were listening to my last segment and if you're just hopping in to get back to that, okay, 401ks are not just meant okay, for the investing world. Okay, 401ks are really meant for that employer contribution to match you, to be able to put more money inside of that to tax defer, and for down the road to be able to produce income when you retire, right? Well, people always ask, I'm taking money out of my 401k. That is not what to do. Okay, so number one, if you are taking money out of your 401k right now or you plan to, you need to sit down with me immediately. I would type this number in. I would do anything possible. I would type any number in to not do that ever again. Okay. You do not want to take money out of your 401k. What you want to do is you want to roll it over into an IRA. It gives you more strategies. It gives you more flexibility on how to take it out, what products you can go into, okay, to be able to take it out into. You could also do different cash flow techniques and different strategies on whether you want to go into dividend stocks, whether you want to go into maybe some ETFs that offer some high income yields, okay? 401ks limit all of that, okay? It is not your answer, all right? Now, when you're taking out income, you really have to worry about where it's invested, okay? And we go into that, I think it's on episode 25, maybe 26, but you can go back and listen to some of those episodes as well. But the main thing is you do not want to pull income out of a 401k. You just don't. Mathematically, it's never a thing. So don't think, well, I'm going to work all my life and then I'm just going to take money out of my 401k. Work your entire life, okay? Hopefully we roll your 401k over early. And if you're, you know, maybe you're 59, 60, 61, or even 65, okay? And you're turning into that age where you want to take money out. Any way is better than just withdrawing money. And there are so many ways that we can talk about. And that's why meeting me is super important. But it will cause problems if you don't know how to take it out. If you don't know what tax efficiency you're in, you might take out a little bit more than you wanted to the first year, and you might pay the IRS 10% more. Okay. This is a big problem that I see a lot of people have. All right. So what I would definitely do is, first of all, I would give me a call, sit down with me, understand how to set up that income plan, how to roll over your 401k and what to invest in. I can offer that all the time. It's a free consultation. We can sit down. It's at 850-565-1705. Again, that number is 850-565-1705. And we sit down, we go over the plan, we go over what you want to take out, all right? Really try to maximize your income on that side of things and do it not in the 401k. We do it all the time. We are doing it with rollovers. I do it with rollovers. Rollovers are one of the best things you can ever do. And again, to go back to the first and second segment, do not let the company tell you that you cannot roll over your 401k. I hear it all the time. Do not let the company tell you that, or do not think that. Okay. You can, that's your money that you put in there. You can at least roll over a good portion of it. You know, don't be tricked on that point.
And one thing I want to ask you and touch on here, can consolidating accounts improve overall retirement organization, retirement portfolio organization, consolidating those accounts?
Well, obviously, you know, I mean, it's a lot easier to organize, especially as an advisor for a client that I can, if you've got six 401ks and I know that you're in six different, you know, investment portfolios, yeah, I have no idea where everything is, okay?
So that's what I think people, though, and retirees maybe get a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Because there's so many accounts that you have to consolidate. And when you talk about consolidating six different 401ks, that's where I think that anxiety starts to set in a little bit.
I make it super easy for clients. And I don't know why this happens, but a lot of corporations and a lot of advisors out there are making multiple IRA accounts and making multiple. I don't get it. What are you doing? I think it goes more towards maybe, I don't know if they're trying to confuse the client or if, and I'm not coming after your financial advisor. So if you have multiple IRAs, I'm sorry to tell you, I mean, that's just wrong. The IRA works the same way. So having it in a different account isn't doing anything for you.
Right.
Okay. It's tax qualified the same way. The IRS looks at it the same way. There is no change. Yeah. So if you have questions about that, you can come meet me. But
yeah.
I think that, first of all, the confusion's there. And I always keep things very, very consolidated, especially 401ks lumped together and roll them all over into that IRA. That's important. Okay. I do think that on that side of things too, you know, we've got multiple organizations out there that what they try to do is utilize different accounts for different things.
Makes sense.
Yeah. When you can use the same account, you just have to have it in different investments. And that's, you can have it in the same account and make it very, very easy for the client. And I think that's where I make it very, very simple for a lot of clients out there and a lot of you listeners out there. If you're thinking about, well, I have my crap everywhere. Trust me, I hear it every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Make it easy on yourself. Don't let that keep going. Don't put the pressure on yourself. Don't make it confusing for you for when you do retire or if you are retired. Make it simple. You know, combine those 401ks and I can help you out with that. Or, right, combine your IRAs. I mean, it's ridiculous to have a bunch of different accounts everywhere. And you know, I make it super, super simple for all my clients. So again, that number is 850-565-1705. I look forward to, you know, hearing anybody call in, asking questions or setting appointments. We got a lot of people last week that wanted some appointments. Hopefully, you know, I can help them out and I can help anybody out there that needs to know.
Gosh, you know, when you talk about consolidating multiple 401ks or IRAs, it's like when people have all these streaming services now, all these streaming services that they don't even know that they're paying for. And then they finally find out, oh, shoot, I'm paying for that streaming service. And they start to consolidate because they have to. Well, obviously, it's kind of a stretch there with that comparison. But when you consolidate your 401ks and IRAs, it does really make life a lot more simple for your retirement portfolio.
Well, they should be consolidated in general. They shouldn't. Right. I mean, you shouldn't just have a 401k somewhere than an IRA somewhere. No, you should be rolling that 401k every year when that you have vested money into the IRA to keep it balanced. And if you're taking money out, you should have that in that IRA balanced at a certain investment. And that's all. I don't want to go too far into it, but it depends on the client too. So, you know, everyone has different goals and needs, but that's why I'm here. You know what? I'm here to make it easy for the client, easy here to make it easy for anyone out there that wants to learn and that wants to educate themselves on their retirement. And I just absolutely love it. I love helping people. I love helping people make the money and controlling their own retirement and knowing what they can do and getting them confident when they go out and they go travel. It's something that I think hits my heart every single day and why I love what I do.
And again, wrapping up this segment, if there's anything that we've shared on this week's show and it makes sense to you and you can use some help with a free no obligation retirement consultation, don't hesitate to give us a call. We do this show to bring important information to people like you, and we love meeting our listeners. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Visit us on the web again, retirementplanningpipeline.com, or call 850-565-1705 for your personalized investment confidence checkup. Coming up next, our most important segment of the day, the costly mistakes people make when handling retirement rollovers and how emotional decisions, bad timing, and incomplete advice can potentially derail years of retirement planning. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no obligation consultation today. Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. Jim Tarabocchi here alongside retirement planning specialist David Fipes. And again, thank you for making us a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. Final segment of today's show, the mistakes that can cost retirees thousands, how to avoid tax traps, bad advice, and emotional financial decisions. Retirement is one of the biggest financial transitions people ever experience. And unfortunately, many rollover mistakes aren't discovered until after the damage is already done. Some retirees trigger unnecessary taxes. Some lose track of old accounts. Others end up with investment strategies that really are no longer matching their goals or their risk tolerance. So this morning, we want to help you avoid those mistakes. David, what are some major rollover mistakes that you see on a daily basis?
Number one is definitely not rolling over the 401k. And we talk about it all the time, Jim. We were just talking about it on break, you know, and I want everybody out there to understand this is the main gist of this episode.
Yeah.
A lot of you have 401ks. Okay. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid to understand it. Don't be afraid to educate yourself on it. If you are not rolling over your 401k, you're doing it all wrong. And I'm not here to pressure you. I'm not here to tell you to just go do it now. Do it the right way. Okay. Don't make a mistake. But you have to understand that 401ks are not meant for you to use. Okay. They're meant for you to get to where you can use. Okay. And hear me again. 401ks are meant for what? The employer to contribute to the investments. Once those investments are free to move, which a lot of you out there don't understand, you can move your 401k without having taxable problems. Okay. This is something, it's called a rollover. That's what we're going over today. It's something that no one really tells you, but you can do. I'm here to tell you today, I can help out with that. Okay. You need to be able to have more options, understand what you can do, and have flexibility. Okay. All that comes from rolling over the dang 401k. Do not let the company tell you what to do, because who cares about you? Not the company. Okay. We all know that. We go over that every single episode. It's you and your, obviously your fiduciary, your personal financial advisor, which hopefully will be me. But, you know, I think a lot of the times people think to themselves, man, I'm putting it in here in the company. Yes. The 401k gives you that ability for the company to contribute. Right. But it's helping them too with taking the taxes, you know, deferring the taxes. But down the it's not meant for you to and I guess it gets tricky because a lot of people are like, well, David, you know, why can't I just leave it in there? You can. Your opportunity cost of leaving it in rather than rolling it over compounded, you're going to really realize that in about 10, 20 years, trust me. Because you don't have the options to compound and to accumulate the capital that you would if you just rolled over the dang 401k. If you just rolled it over and understood how to benefit yourself, right? And how to utilize and really transition that into a more strategic investment, that's what it's all about, folks. And again, you know, I'm here to help anyone out. I know, obviously, we talk about a lot, but I try to pinpoint on one specific thing each episode. In this episode, I'm going to tell you again, and I'm going to tell you again. If you have a 401k, you need to roll it over, okay? You need to understand how to roll it over. I can help you with that. Give me a call. We can do it anytime. Don't be afraid, okay, to have education. Even ask questions on how you can do it or where you can. Just give me a call, folks. That number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
And this is episode 32 of the Retirement Planning Pipeline. And I'm pretty sure, I guess, 32 episodes. In each one of those episodes, we have talked about at least once why it's so important to get a financial advisor, someone like David, that understands you and your retirement plan so you can avoid some of these awful, awful things that may happen, make you lose money in your retirement portfolio. And I also think too, and when you talk about retirees and unnecessary taxes, that's something that's not talked about enough either. So let me ask you this, David, how can retirees avoid unnecessary taxes?
I think learning, first of all, having the education, and I talk about education more than anything, educate yourself on what the taxes are. Okay. How your portfolio is taxed in general. Is it capital gains? Okay. When you sell a product, is it dividend interest? Okay. You know, are you paying a 1099 T form, or are you getting taxes earned income? Okay. These things all matter, right? With federal tax brackets, and obviously in Florida, you don't have a state bracket, but you need to understand that these rolling things over and taking out money out of your 401k can be really, really detrimental. And I come across people every week that take money out at the wrong time. Oh, 20 years ago, I took money out to pay this. And it's like, why? Like, what are you doing? Right. But you can't go back. You can only go forward. And I stress this to everyone that's listening today. Get your things, get your plan straight. Understand what you're in. Educate yourself now. Don't procrastinate. Okay. Don't make the wrong move too fast. Don't make the wrong move too soon. Okay. You can always plan the future. You can never go back and recreate the past. And I say that because a lot of people make financial mistakes and they realize that it costs them a lot in the future. The compounding atmosphere, the compounding mathematical formulas never give you the upside in the past. They give you the upside in the future. Okay. Utilize your investments, understand where you're at, plan those investments, know what strategies you're in, know what plans you are in, know what, you know, anything, 401ks, 403bs, TSPs. And I know we don't go over the 403b side, healthcare plans, whether you're, you know, you might be a, you know, a nurse, or you might be in the hospital field, or, you know, 403bs are a big thing too. They work kind of like 401ks, okay? TSBs, same difference. My dad has a TSB, a lot of government contractor workers out there. If you have TSBs, that's basically a 401k for the government. It's the same dang thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So I know I'm pretty broad on this episode, but all qualified plans, okay, you can have the ability to roll over and to do a lot with, right? Other than just leaving it in there. Now, I like to pull this up at the end of every single segment because I feel like it's the most important part. And we're kind of reiterating what we're going over, but I think the final segment we can kind of talk about this, okay? And this is where I want all listeners out there to kind of put themselves in the back seat, okay? Kind of third person, all right? And this is where I sit every day in front of all my clients, okay? If you watched yourself, all right, and you were watching yourself make certain moves in the past, mm-hmm. okay? And you know that you should have, that person or in the third person, that person should have made moves or maybe rolled over a different way or not used money a certain way or maybe didn't cause so much tax damage in the future, you would tell them, right?
Of course.
Right. That's what I want you to realize, okay? Don't procrastinate. Use education. Use math. It's not hard. It's very simple. Use the whiteboard. I literally love this. And it makes kind of brings it back to high school or third grade, right? You sit in front of a client and you just use cold hard math and they go, oh my gosh, David, what the heck? This didn't even make sense to me. And now it does. It's not difficult, but until you actually educate yourself on some of the things that you don't know of and the corporations aren't telling you, that's when your retirement changes. That's when you start utilizing the money for you and not the company. And that's what I'm here for. And that's, I think, one of my biggest mottos in every single episode. And what I want to get out to every listener out there and every single person that's listening today is to understand, make sure you and your financial advisor are working for you, mm-hmm. not for the company. If your financial advisor works for company A or company B, and that company is training them and they have a higher up, it's sad to tell you they're not working for you.
Right.
I hate to say it, okay, but if a company has to train someone, okay, and they have to go to a higher up, who knows you better, the financial advisor or the corporation?
Yeah, the financial advisor, of course.
So if the financial advisor is not making the cold, hard decisions, okay, that's where things change. And sadly, a lot of people aren't that way. They go to company A or company B, and the companies have platforms they use, and the financial advisors are using those platforms that they create for them, or mutual funds, or whatever it is, or whatever ETFs they have, into those strict funds. The company's not there for you, okay? The company's there for their own good. Mm-hmm. And it might seem like it, you might make some appreciation of values, great. But until you realize that the plan and the most important thing is for us, myself, is to know my clients better than anybody out there. And no corporation is going to tell me how to invest for my clients. And I will say that every single day because I know you better than that corporation knows your account number, period. I know your name. I know your kids. I know where your money's going. I know all of it. The corporation doesn't. Okay, they oversee the entire thing. Get someone working for you. Get someone to sit down, make a relationship, and understand what you need, your goals, your legacy plan, your income goals, what you want. It's not the government's money. It's not the corporation's money. It's your money. Mm-hmm. I know I push this all the time, Jim, but I'm tired of hearing, well, they've done me pretty well. And they don't care about you. You know, once you realize that, they might send you a gift basket because you have a certain amount of money every year because they make money off you. Once you realize that the funds that you're in and the way that you're invested in is just like everyone else, is the moment that you come, okay, David, yeah, you're right. I need it now. And that doesn't always happen, right? Sometimes I think people misinterpret.
Yeah.
It gets harsher when you make more money. The more money you have, the harder it is.
Yeah.
Right? And the
don't make me bring up that Biggie song, More Money, More Problems.
I'm serious. Okay. Because big corporations, Jim, they really try to create this relationship with you.
Yeah.
And they try to keep that money. It's obviously more money that they get to use. So they create it as a higher net worth client, and they kind of trap you. And you get this syndrome where you don't want to move your money around. And I've got plenty of clients that I've helped do this with. And it takes time. You have to educate someone what they're doing and why something's better. And I do that every single day. So again, you know, if that's something that you're worried about, where people are fishing for your money, which I'm sure a lot of you out there have, sit down with me. It's a free consultation. The first one, I really want to get to know you. I want to get to know who you are, you know, really, you know, obviously bring your statements, but really it's the first couple questions are going to be what you want and what your goals are for the rest of your dang life. And what your family does. Where do you live? Where do you want to have vacation homes at? Where do you want to go fishing? Where do you want to go vacation at? Those things are more important than a lot of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And then I get to know what my clients want. And now I can assess their goals in that way. Corporations don't do that. Right. So understand and be there for yourself, you know, be there for you. Right. Don't just be there for everybody else, but learn how to utilize your money for you. Again, that number, free consultation, guys. You can call me. We can have questions. We can have a meeting on the phone for all I care. I mean, this is for you guys. So give me a call at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, the decision to keep your 401k or roll it into an IRA is more about paperwork. It's about creating a retirement strategy that aligns with your goals, your income needs, and your tax situation, and your future legacy. The right move for one person may be completely wrong for somebody else. That's why education and planning matter. So if today's conversation raised questions about taxes, retirement income, or protecting your financial future, now is the time to start planning proactively rather than reactively. Whether you're 5 years from retirement or already retired, having a coordinated retirement strategy may help create greater clarity and confidence. And as well, we always say we love hearing from our listeners. Again, if you have any questions, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Let's chat. Give David a call, 850-565-1705. And again, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com on the web, retirementplanningpipeline.com. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content as well. Thanks for listening. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Hey, next week we're talking annuities. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information. Charles David Pipes and Stephen Zarek are individually licensed and appointed agents. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV-2A Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone. Indexed or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.